1. You overhear a man talking about an experience he had at an airport. What did he lose? A. His passport. B. His wallet. C. A piece of luggage.
The airport staff looked everywhere for it. It was terrible. I thought the plane was going to go without me. At first, I thought someone must have taken it. Although my money wasn't inside, I'd bought some nice presents for the family. Then I remembered that I'd been to the washroom, and I must have put it down in there. Luckily, I had my documents and boarding card in my jacket pocket, and to cut a long story short, I had to get on the plane without it. The airport staff sent it on to me 3 days later. The airport staff looked everywhere for it. It was terrible. I thought the plane was going to go without me. At first, I thought someone must have taken it. Although my money wasn't inside, I'd bought some nice presents for the family. Then I remembered that I'd been to the washroom, and I must have put it down in there. Luckily, I had my documents and boarding card in my jacket pocket, and to cut a long story short, I had to get on the plane without it. The airport staff sent it on to me 3 days later.
2. You hear an advertisement on the radio. What's special about the fretlight guitar? A. It plays recorded music. B. It teaches you how to play. C. It plugs into a computer.
The fretlight is a fully functional guitar that comes in acoustic and electric models. Built into its body is an onboard computer and 132 lights that show you where to put your fingers. Simply flip a switch and choose the chord or note that you would like to play, and the finger positions for making the appropriate notes will be promptly displayed on the neck of the guitar. Beginners can get a real feel for the fingerboard, while the more experienced players will be able to discover lots of new musical possibilities. The fretlight is a fully functional guitar that comes in acoustic and electric models. Built into its body is an onboard computer and 132 lights that show you where to put your fingers. Simply flip a switch and choose the chord or note that you would like to play, and the finger positions for making the appropriate notes will be promptly displayed on the neck of the guitar. Beginners can get a real feel for the fingerboard, while the more experienced players will be able to discover lots of new musical possibilities.
3. You hear part of a radio program. What is the presenter talking about? A. Food safety. B. Meal times. C. Healthy recipes.
Whether you have just one large meal a day or a number of small meals, there are some basic steps to keep you in good health. Ideally, eat food as soon as it is cooked or prepared. If you are preparing food for later use, keep cold foods in the fridge and hot foods hot until they're ready to be eaten. Piping hot, that's how cooked food should be, especially when it's reheated. And remember, prepared foods left at room temperature will not keep long, however fresh the ingredients you have used. Whether you have just one large meal a day or a number of small meals, there are some basic steps to keep you in good health. Ideally, eat food as soon as it is cooked or prepared. If you are preparing food for later use, keep cold foods in the fridge and hot foods hot until they're ready to be eaten. Piping hot, that's how cooked food should be, especially when it's reheated. And remember, prepared foods left at room temperature will not keep long, however fresh the ingredients you have used.
4. You hear two people discussing a type of pollution. What do the speakers agree about? A. The best way to solve the problem. B. How they feel about this type of pollution. C. How they reacted to the solution they saw.
Do you know what they were doing in town the other day? I had to rush away because it set my teeth on edge. But they were chipping the chewing gum off the paths with sharp tools.
You know, I only realised recently that all those black spots on the ground are actually old chewing gum.
I mean, it's disgusting, isn't it?
Deeply.
Oh, and what a nasty job.
Well, I was actually there when the city once tested out a machine for this, and I had to laugh. It needed such a powerful suck to get it off, it lifted the stones themselves.
Do you know what they were doing in town the other day? I had to rush away because it set my teeth on edge. But they were chipping the chewing gum off the paths with sharp tools.
You know, I only realised recently that all those black spots on the ground are actually old chewing gum.
I mean, it's disgusting, isn't it?
Deeply.
Oh, and what a nasty job.
Well, I was actually there when the city once tested out a machine for this, and I had to laugh. It needed such a powerful suck to get it off, it lifted the stones themselves.
5. You hear a conversation between a shop assistant and a customer about a compact disc. What was the cause of the problem? A. The customer gave the wrong number. B. A mistake was made on the order form. C. The disc was incorrectly labelled.
And you ordered it 2 weeks ago? Well, I can't find anything in the order book. Oh, yes, here it is. Well, it seems we chased it up after you phoned, and they said they couldn't find the order, so we gave them the details again. It hasn't turned up, though. Oh, perhaps here's a note on the order form. They then told us there's nothing under the number you gave us, I'm afraid.
Well, I noted it down very carefully. Look.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Two figures are the wrong way round on our form. That's why they couldn't find the disc. And you ordered it 2 weeks ago? Well, I can't find anything in the order book. Oh, yes, here it is. Well, it seems we chased it up after you phoned, and they said they couldn't find the order, so we gave them the details again. It hasn't turned up, though. Oh, perhaps here's a note on the order form. They then told us there's nothing under the number you gave us, I'm afraid.
Well, I noted it down very carefully. Look.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Two figures are the wrong way round on our form. That's why they couldn't find the disc.
6. You overhear a conversation at a football game. What does the speaker say about his team? A. They're better than usual. B. They're as good as he expected. C. They tend to be unlucky.
Not many here today, are there?
Oh, I guess it isn't as popular as it used to be. A few years ago, it was so crowded here, you were lucky if you could see over all the heads. This is the first time I've been this season. I was expecting to see them lose, as ever. But I can't wait for the second half if they carry on playing like this.
Not many here today, are there?
I guess it isn't as popular as it used to be. A few years ago, it was so crowded here, you were lucky if you could see over all the heads. This is the first time I've been this season. I was expecting to see them lose, as ever. But I can't wait for the second half if they carry on playing like this.
7. You overhear a schoolgirl talking to her friend. What does she think about her new teacher? A. He is clever. B. He is funny. C. He is interesting.
It's funny. I've had loads of math teachers, and they all seem to be the same. Really clever with figures, but useless at dealing with children. That's why I used to play about in lessons and do anything for a laugh. But Mr. Jones is something else. He's quite serious, and he makes us work really hard and gives us loads of problems to solve. But what I like is he relates everything to real life. It's funny. I've had loads of math teachers, and they all seem to be the same. Really clever with figures, but useless at dealing with children. That's why I used to play about in lessons and do anything for a laugh. But Mr. Jones is something else. He's quite serious, and he makes us work really hard and gives us loads of problems to solve. But what I like is he relates everything to real life.
8. In a hotel, you overhear a conversation. Who is the woman? A. A tour guide. B. A tourist. C. A hotel receptionist.
Oh, by the way, what's this all-island trip like then?
It lasts all day and you get picked up from the hotel at about 7:30 and they take you around the island to look at the sights.
Do you think it's worth going on then?
I'd say so. You see all the sights and have lunch in a restaurant by the sea. The price includes everything, you know, like the museum and everything. The whole family enjoyed it when we went.
Oh, by the way, what's this all-island trip like then?
It lasts all day and you get picked up from the hotel at about 7:30 and they take you around the island to look at the sights.
Do you think it's worth going on then?
I'd say so. You see all the sights and have lunch in a restaurant by the sea. The price includes everything, you know, like the museum and everything. The whole family enjoyed it when we went.